Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkup. Today we'll study chapter 35 of Sefer Yirmiyahu that relates a most enigmatic episode that occurred 18 years prior to the Churban during the reign of Jehoiakim and seems out of place given that the previous chapters described events at the end of Tzidkiyahu's tenure during the siege of Yerushalayim, which led to the destruction of the Judean kingdom and the burning of the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yosef Ibn Kaspi of the 13th century Provence explains that the books of the later prophets are compilations of speeches given at various times and places. Thus, this chapter records a sermon that Yirmiyahu gave in which he recalled events about a previous monarch that are relevant to the later part of Tzidkiyahu's life. Yirmiyahu recalls that in the early days of Jehoiakim, just as the Babylonians had made their first incursions into Eretz Israel, he was sent to the Rechavim, a mysterious clan, and directed to bring them to the temple courtyard, where, in the presence of important persons, he would offer them wine. Though the wine was ceremoniously offered by the prophet in the presence of the wise men loyal to Hashem, the clan would refuse, both young and old, to drink, explaining that their family has forsworn wine and are bound by an oath of their ancestor, Yonadav ben Rechev, as detailed in verses 6 through 8. Vayomru lo nishte yain ki Yonadav ben Rechev avinu tziva aleinu lemor lo tishtu yain atem uvnechem ad olam uvayit lo tivnu vezera lo tizreu vecherem lo titau velo yeh lachem כי באוהלים תשבו כל ימיכם, למען תחיו ימים רבים על פני האדמה אשר אתם גרים שם. ונשמע בקול יורדיו בן רכב אבינו, לכל אשר ציוונו, לבלתי שתות יין כל ימינו, אנחנו, נשינו, בנינו ובנותינו. We do not drink wine, they replied, for our forefather Yonadav the son of Rechev commanded us, neither you nor your descendants are ever to drink wine, nor are you ever to build a house, or sow seeds, or plant a vineyard. Those things are not for you. Instead, you must live in tents all your lives, so that you may live a long time in the land where you wander. We have obeyed everything our forefather Jehonadab, son of Rechev, commanded us. Neither we, nor our wives, nor our sons or daughters have ever drunk wine. An ascetic life that shuns alcohol may seem consistent with the strictures that some individuals may choose as a precaution against licentiousness. And thus we find a select few who have opted to become nizirim. Avoiding wine might even have some health benefits for some. Though the Torah generally frowns on wholesale bans of this kind that extend to all members of a clan through the generations. Furthermore, how would tilling the soil or building homes extend their lives? Radak clarifies that ownership of real estate and reliance on sustenance from land and vineyards would not prove useful to people regularly exposed to drought and war, whereas nomads would more readily leave the stricken territory for safer areas or more abundant pastures, as did our forefathers who moved their tents and flocks during times of famine. Furthermore, people who are attached to a specific geographic area are more likely to ignore the dangers of violent incursions, reluctant to give up the homes and fields that they had cultivated. This clan explains that though they had been living a nomadic life, living as herders of sheep and cattle and residing in tents, they had recently been compelled to find shelter within the walled city of Yerushalayim, as they explain in verse 11. Vayhi be'alot Nebuchadrezzar melech Bavel el ha'aretz, ונאמר בואו ונבוא ירושלים מפני חיל הכסדים ומפני חיל ארם ונשב בירושלים. But when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, invaded this land, we said, come, we must go to Jerusalem to escape the Babylonian and Aramean armies. So we have remained in Jerusalem. Thereafter, Yirmiyahu points to this exemplary clan, the young and old, who have faithfully obeyed their ancestors' commandment, and compares them to the faithlessness of Am Yisrael, who violated Hashem's laws, though they repeatedly swore to uphold them. Kama amar Hashem Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, halokh ve'amarta le'ish Yehuda u'le'yoshvei Yerushalayim, halo tikhu musar lishmoa el divrei ne'um Hashem. הוקם את דברי יהונדב בן רכב, אשר ציווה את בניו בבלתי שתות יין, ולא שתו עד היום הזה, כי שמעו את מצוות אביהם. ואנוכי דיברתי אליכם, השכם ודבר, ולא שמעתם אליי. ואשלח אליכם את כל עבדיי, הנביאים, השכם ושלוח, לאמור, שבו נא איש בדרכו הרעה, והיטיבו מעל עליכם, ואל תלכו אחרי אלוהים אחרים לעובדם. ושבו אל האדמה אשר נתתי לכם ולאבותיכם, ולא היטיתם את אוזניכם, ולא שמעתם אליי. This is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Go and tell the people of Yehuda and those living in Yerushalayim, will you not learn a lesson and obey my words? Yonadav, the son of Rechev, ordered his descendants not to drink wine. And this command has been kept to this day. They do not drink wine because they obey their forefathers' command. But I have spoken to you again and again, yet you have not obeyed me. Again and again I sent all my servants, the prophets, to you to say, each of you must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions. Do not follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in the land I have given to you and your ancestors. But you have not paid attention or listened to me. Who are these Bnei Rechev that are distinct from Ha'am Hazeh? Given that Hashem had prophets who faithfully served him, and Yirmiyahu brought the descendants of Yonatav ben Rechev to testify in front of the officers whom Yirmiyahu called men of God, it is clear that not all people in the kingdom of Yehuda were idolaters. So who is being admonished and charged with Avodah Zarah? Rashi identifies this clan as descendants of Yitro, who had joined Am Yisrael as true converts, but were not given portions of land. Radak apparently agrees and indicates that they are related to Moshe's father-in-law. And in his commentary to Yirmiyahu, he refers to Divrei HaYamim Aleph, where Bnei Rechev are listed in the chapter devoted to the offspring of Yehuda, who were scribes and scholars. Radak quotes Chazal, who recorded that descendants of these converts served in the Sanhedrin and became renowned teachers of Torah. Yalkut Shimoni reconciles these sources by indicating that some of the daughters of these righteous converts married into the families of Kohanim, who also owned no land, and their children served in Beit HaMikdash. Kohanim were forbidden to drink wine when on duty in the house of Hashem. Abal Benella suggests that this clan, also known as Keni, an offshoot of Yitro, were inspired by their ancestor Yonadav, who demonstrated zealotry and uncompromising faith about 250 years earlier, when he abandoned his bucolic lifestyle as a shepherd and joined Jehu ben Jehoshaphat in fighting against the house of Jezebel and Ahab, and destroyed the altars of the Baal. Therefore, they took on this hero's name and are called Bnei Rechavim, or Beit Rechavim. Yirmiyahu uses this clan as models of dedicated Jews whose commitment to Hashem and their ancestors is greater than any ties to land or political sovereignty. They can become role model for Jews destined to wander in diaspora, who will have no institutional or geographic structures to maintain their identity. The kingdom of Yehuda is doomed to fall because they failed to heed the warnings of the prophets such as Yirmiyahu throughout the years, even as they witnessed the downfall of one monarch after another. Lachen ko amar Hashem Elokei Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, hinni mivi el Yehuda ve'el kol yoshvei Yerushalayim et kol hara'a asher dibarti alehem. Yan dibarti alehem ve'lo sham'u ve'ekra lahem ve'lo anu. In contrast, this chapter concludes with blessings for the unwavering Gerei Tzedek, these true converts. Ulevet Reharechavim Amar Yirmiyahu, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael. Yan Asher Shamatem Al Mitzvat Yonadav Avichem, V'tishmeru Et Kol Mitzvotav, V'tasu Kechol Asher Tziva Etchem. Lachen Amar Hashem Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, Lo Yekaret Ish LeYonadav Ben Rechev, Omed Lefanai Kol Hayamim. But to the house of Rechavim, Yirmiyahu said, this is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. You have obeyed the command of your forefather, Yonadav, and have followed all his instructions and have done everything he ordered. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Yonadav, son of Rechav, will never fail to have a descendant to serve me. Radak takes note that a descendant of Yitro will forever be secured a position to serve Hashem in Beit HaMikdash, as he had pledged to the sons of Aharon. Rabbi Yosef Kara, who lived in the 12th century, cites Chazal, who pointed out that this clan was not exiled by Nebuchadnezzar and remained in Eretz Yisrael as nomadic tribes. They were not banished by the Romans after the destruction of the Second Temple. He then writes, quote, I heard that to this day they reside in hidden places in Eretz Yisrael. Did they survive the Crusades? Were they forced to become Muslims? Are the Bedouins residing in the Negev related to Beit HaRechavim? Who knows? Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.